You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Jacob Wedderburn-Day is the co-founder and CEO of Stasher, a welcome storage solution for many tourists and day trippers across Europe. Conceived out of a brainstorming session amongst three friends at Oxford University, the tech startup connects tourists and people with convenient left luggage facilities, often creating extra revenue for independent businesses with extra space. In 3 years, more than 50,000 bags have been stored using the platform across the UK, France, Ireland, the Netherlands, Germany and Italy, with plans to expand to the whole of Europe. Here's the story of Stasher.
We started the company pretty much fresh out of university. In fact, I was still doing my master's when we sort of set up the original prototype. And it came about because me and my two co-founders, we studied economics and business together at Oxford when we did our undergrads. And we just liked the idea of doing something entrepreneurial. But we had brainstorming sessions together where we'd discuss ideas and just come up with nothing good. And this one, as is so often the case, it kind of came about by a bit of a happy accident. Matt had a bunch of luggage with him when we were sort of literally leaving university. And long story short, he just needed somewhere to store it for a short period of time. Went to Anthony's house and was like, mate, can I leave it with you? And Ant was like, yeah, I'm going to charge you for this. And like off the back of this joke, we were like, you know, genuinely, storage in cities is a problem. It's really annoying. We didn't know at the time what the solutions were. We got quite excited. We sort of conceived of this Airbnb for storage idea. And we're like, you know, we could open up people's houses, store stuff. It's going to be amazing. We'll take on the self-storage industry. We set up this basic website for storage in people's flats, and ours were the only sort of listings on it for a while. We tried to like persuade friends and family to sign up, which they sort of reluctantly did. And we did start storing stuff in our flats. And what was really interesting was when we spoke to the people who were dropping stuff off with us, all the customers wanted it for like just really short time periods. It was often like an afternoon while they went to a sports game or to a concert, or they just checked out of their hotel or Airbnb, needed somewhere to drop it while they were like killing time before their flight later. And that was really, really interesting. And I'm sort of glad that we did set up the prototype and kind of persevere with it, because we realized off the back of that, we're like, you know, we wanted to target self-storage originally, but actually what people really need is like a left luggage solution. They need storage for really short times in cities. The only thing that exists at the moment or at that point in time was the station lockers. They were like £12.50 a bag. It was really, really expensive. Frankly, just a ripoff. And we were like, you know what, we can make this much cheaper. If we open up this service and roll it out, it's £6 a bag. That's half the price. Just makes storage much more accessible to people. And it seems to be something people really need. So that was how the idea sort of came about. Originally, we conceived of ourselves as like a storage company. And then when we noticed that tourists were the biggest use case, especially Airbnb users, we thought it made a lot of sense to target that. So we do focus a lot of our marketing efforts on tourists, but then also what's interesting is events are also like a big market for us. So we find a lot of people using us outside of like football stadiums or concert venues, that sort of thing. That's all from really good as well. We had a great deal with the NFL back in September, which was really, really cool. They said no luggage in stadiums at all. Luggage was sort of banned, which kind of left people in a bit of a situation. But they put a link to our website up on the sort of notice that they put out about this. And the great thing was they didn't even consult us about it. They just found us online and did it. And I remember going there to like check it out, because our little news agent that we had at Wembley at the time was like, I've never seen a room more full of luggage. There were like over 200 bags just like stacked in this place. So I was like running around helping him out, like organizing them. But it was great. It was really, really cool, because it sort of shows the potential it has for events as well. The business model is really simple. It's like any other sort of platform. What we do is we provide the platform. We provide the kind of map of all the locations, bring it together, market it, give people like a central point to find storage. We do pay commission to every shop and hotel that we work with. I know sort of other similar services that do parcels and stuff tend to pay almost just on footfall. We always thought that seemed a little bit unfair. And obviously in the early days, we wanted to pay commission to like give people incentive to work with us and join our platform. I mean, the great thing is it's such a win-win arrangement. We can put anyone on the site if we're sort of happy and we verify that they'd be good, sort of a good location to do storage with. they only make money if they store bags. We only make money if they store bags. We do our best to drive traffic everywhere. But yeah, that's the business model. And I think the footfall point, actually, to be fair, shouldn't be underestimated, because we do find from surveying customers and surveying our hosts that it is a great way to just like bring people in, you know, especially the sort of corner shops. They do really, really well because people come in and they'll just buy drinks and they'll buy snacks and their customers they might otherwise have missed out on. So it's really cool that it works that way, especially with tourists who are coming from like Europe and foreign countries who just, you know, they might not necessarily even have like a reason to visit such a corner shop. So it's cool that it works in that way. The challenge this year has been covering Europe. We really wanted to like sort of get on the map everywhere, have locations in all the sort of key city break destinations. So, you know, we've been expanding to like Paris, Copenhagen, Berlin, Rome, Amsterdam. We've got Spain and Portugal coming up. You know, we've done Dublin, we've got Edinburgh, Vienna, Prague, they're all in the works as well. So it's really cool looking at us, like the way we're sort of covering the map. And I think, I mean, a big part of the game plan now is just like reaching more people and sort of establishing ourselves as a sort of brand in Europe. Next steps and stuff I'm really excited about on is we really want to go into like delivery and other services that will sort of make this much more useful to customers. I think the storage model is great. It's a really simple business idea and it's really scalable, and that's awesome. And I think if we can get to the position where we've built that brand up and we've got sort of loads of people using us, then we're in a really strong position to sort of sell on other stuff. I think delivery would be such a great service. I can see why there's a lot of cases where, you know, it's useful to drop luggage, but it might be so much more useful to drop it and get it sent to like the airport, sent to your hotel, sent to your home, wherever it is. That's such a sort of value add. We're doing a lot of research now to sort of see how we can bring that about, and we should be doing some sort of trials in the next quarter, perhaps over the summer. I think if those go well, that's going to be really exciting. I think we will be looking at raising again probably later in the year or maybe start of next year. And I think that would be, if delivery looks promising, then that's something we'd really like to build that raise around. And other than that, I mean, we're always looking at other things we can sort of do to be relevant in the travel industry, relevant sort of travel services that we can sort of offer to our users and sell on. We do a lot of stuff with like marketing emails at the moment. I know with the advent of GDPR, we have to be a little bit careful. So we are obviously like, we're reevaluating what we can do there, but there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of really exciting stuff in the works.
Thanks very much to Jacob Wedderburn-Day of Stasher for sharing his story. This show is produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.